preparing the interview, I was surprised that you, until late, somehow hardly ever use the word score. You use all kind of things. You speak about culture templates,
mm-hmm.
operations, mm-hmm. algorithms,
mm-hmm.
But score didn't seem like very operative as a term.
Do you know, I don't know if I'm still so enamored of it.
Okay.
Score was more a necessary evil. I say it, so I don't mean it so sincerely, but you know what I mean. In order to get the funding we needed, I was not interested in scoring. The people I was working with were interested more, I think, more interested in the idea of a score.
Yeah.
And I was only interested in communicating the migration of a language concept in one domain to another, which was the notion of counterpoint, and that it has moved into the domain of visuality, but it's still a time-based practice. And that's all I was interested in when I did synchronous objects. It doesn't get across, but I'm not even interested, because I think if I try to determine my cause, it'll be read a certain way. And so again, I'm not interested in determining a reading. It's not a book where you go like from beginning to the end, you know, supposedly no one does, but you know, people start in the middle and backwards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I thought, well, if I tell people how it's supposed to be read or why you should, you know, read it, then I thought, something interesting probably won't come out,
mm-hmm.
you know, of its usage or its encounter. So I'm, again, not so interested in having that kind of influence over my own work even.
Yeah. Now you're really taking it to Motion Bank.
Right.
But that put aside, and just thinking of how scores work in your work as such, I was interesting you don't use that term.
Yeah,
really.
Well, because it's probably not always applicable. I think the idea of a score is can be very applicable, and I use it for something like You Made Me a Monster.
Yeah.
Those are definitely scores. I don't know if we make these very complicated models with the audience, and it casts shadows, and the shadows are drawn, and then we draw a kind of matrix which makes the lines look as if they're passing through the three-dimensional
mm-hmm.
space.
Yeah.
Like, something like, you know, like that. And the lines the public draws from the shadows of the models they make are very chaotic. And then we assign them to space and perform them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the performers have software that they have to perform. It's very complicated, the electronic musical software. And they have to assign certain sounds to the morphologies of the models. So those are scores also. And all that was all about scoring. And then I said, it's a score. Or the thing with hundreds of pendulums, that's a score.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't consider it so much a choreographic object, for example. Choreographic object has a much different function.
Uh-huh.
Way different, yeah. But choreographic objects usually function as a kind of score that you can read without immediately, and that is what I wanted with the synchronous objects. With when you have all those lines on the dance,
mm-hmm.
Is for people to be able to go, oh, I get that within 15 seconds. Boom! I don't want you to spend more time. If you do, I failed on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So a choreographic object communicates immediately through some one of the senses or several of the senses, some information about either the body or organization.
Mm-hmm.